We're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're continuing in item 101. The title is The Breaking of the Vessels and Their Fall to Bia. Item 101. Now we have thoroughly explained the raising of Man and the Sfira of Da'at, which are considered the anterior vessels of Zat of Nikudim, that were extended and rose to Abba Ve'ima. This is because Abba Ve'ima received the new light of Abzagavak from Zonavak in the form of the dot of Shuruk. They lowered the bottom hay from their Nikve'enaim to the Peh, and raised their posterior vessels, which were fallen in the Zat of Nikudim. As a result, the anterior vessels of Zat, which were attached to the posterior vessels of Abba Ve'ima, ascended too, and the Zat of Nikudim became Man there, and returned Abba Ve'ima to being face to face. Since the bottom hay, which is phase four, had already returned to her place at the peh, the coupling by striking that was done on that screen of phase four elicited 10 complete sfirot at the level of keter in the light of Yechida. Thus, Zat, which are included there as man received those great lights of Abba Ve'ima too. Yet, all this is only regarded as being from below upward, since Abba Ve'ima are considered the Rosh of Nikudim, where the coupling that elicits 10 sfirot from below upward occurs. Subsequently, they also expand into a guf, meaning from above downward. At that time, the Zat were extended with all the lights they had received in Abba Ve'ima to their place below. And the Rosh and guf of Parzuf Gadlut of Nikudim is completed. This expansion is considered the ta'amim of Parzuf Gadlut of Nikudim. We'll read again, item 101. The title is The Breaking of the Vessels and Their Fall to Bia. Now we have thoroughly explained the raising of Man and the Sfira of Da'at, which are considered the anterior vessels of Zat of Nikudim that were extended and rose to Abba Ve'ima. This is because Abba Ve'ima received the new light of Abzagavak from Zonavak in the form of the dot of Shuruk. They lowered the bottom hay from their Nikveinaim to the Peh, and raised their posterior vessels, which were fallen in the Zat of Nikudim. As a result, the anterior vessels of Zat, which were attached to the posterior vessels of Abba Ve'ima, ascended too, and the Zat of Nikudim became Man there, and returned Abba Ve'ima to being face to face. Since the bottom hay, which is phase four, had already returned to her place at the peh, the coupling by striking that was done on that screen of phase four elicited 10 complete sfirot at the level of Keter in the light of Yechida. Thus, Zat, which are included there as Man, received those great lights of Abba Ve'ima too. Yet, all this is only regarded as being from below upward, Since Abba Ve'im are considered the Rosh of Nikudim, where the coupling that elicits 10 Sefirot from below upward occurs, subsequently, they also expand into a Guf, meaning from above downward. At that time, the Zat were extended with all the lights they had received in Abba Ve'ima to their place below. And the Rosh and Guf of Parzuf Gadlut of Nikudim is completed. This expansion is considered the Ta'amim of Parzuf Gadlut of Nikudim.
Any shilos?
No questions?
Sham Yashlak PT.
I see PT 19 there.
Yes, good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. There's something that's very interesting. He said that the bottom hay elicited from the pay, and they lowered the posterior vessels that were fallen. So how can he both show the light of the posterior and anterior?
No, it's not the light of posterior, it's the vessels of posterior.
So the vessels of posterior, how does he raise both of them?
Because he was in a state that his vessels were fallen below, and when they're fallen below, then they're adhered to whoever is below. The upper light came from above, and gave strength to the vessels of the panim to rise, and then the vessels of the panim started rising, and they take with them the vessels of the posterior. Why? Because they were together in the time of the descent.
What's the essence of this action of the anterior and the posterior rising together? What's the essence of this action? Why should it happen?
It'll happen because they were in a state that they were first of all in a new state. One for on both, and the upper light which came worked on the both of them.
Now, the anterior and the posterior are two opposite things, complete opposites. So I don't understand why they should be connected. Let me explain this. The posterior and this and are two complete opposites. What causes them to be adhered together all of a sudden? You see, posterior and anterior together.
The single light works on the both of them together. And that is why they are under domination of a single light.
And then what vessels what vessel comes out of it? Posterior and anterior.
We'll soon see.
Thank you.
PT6.
Rav, it's not clear to me why Chokhmah and Bina or Abba Ve'ima. So, why is Chokhmah in the posterior? Why isn't it always in the anterior, in the face? And when Ima wants, it takes.
I didn't understand. Abba and Ima are opposite to one another. They're opposite. Ima is Bina, Abba is Chokhmah. And that is why when they want to act together, there's a problem here. They need to work for the sake of some of the third.
Abba is above Ima?
Yes.
So why? It always wants to bestow. Why should it be in the posterior to Ima?
Abba nimtza klapea Ima.
Abba is towards the Ima in Achoraim, in the posterior, and that we need to scrutinize. Ima is in posterior with respect to the Abba, that we also need to scrutinize. Yes? Let's read again item 101. Now we have thoroughly explained the raising of man and the sefira of Da'at, which are considered the anterior vessels of Zat of Nikudin that were extended and rose to Abba Ve'ima. This is because Abba and Ima received the new light of Ab Sag of Ak from Zon of Ak, in the form of the dot of Shuruk. They lowered the bottom through this bottom hay from their Nikvei Naim of theirs to the Peh. In other words, they entered a state of Gadlut, of adulthood, and raised their posterior vessels, which were fallen in the Zat of Nikudim. As a result, the anterior vessels of Zat, which were attached to the posterior vessels of Abba Ve'ima, and they ascended to, and the Zat of Nikudim became man there. In other words, they brought their deficiency there and returned Abba Ve'ima to being face to face. In other words, they asked Abba and Ima to connect and to help the lower ones, since the bottom hay, which is phase 4, had already returned to her place at the pair, the coupling by striking, that was done on the screen of phase 4, elicited 10 complete sfirot at the level of Keter in the light of Yechida. Thus, Zat, which are included there as man, received those great lights of Abba Ve'ima too. Yet all this is only regarded as being from below upward, since Abba Ve'ima are considered the Rosh of Nikudim, where the coupling that elicits 10 sefirot from below upward occurs. Subsequently, they also expand into a guf, meaning from above downward. At that time, the Zat were extended with all the lights they had received in Abba Ve'ima to their place below, and the Rosh and Guf of Parzuf Gadlut of Nikudim is completed.
No.
Well.
Rav, does the upper feel the achap of the lower one, or only its galgal tande naim?
The upper one feels only what it can feel to the extent of its connection with the lower one. Sometimes it doesn't feel anything in the lower one, sometimes katnut, sometimes adhesion in gadlut.
Why does the lower one complement its gadlut instead of it, meaning coming down to its achap and causing gadlut there instead of raising its achap, so we'll have gadlut?
Why the upper one brings down the achap?
No, why does the upper one complete its gadlut, coming down to the achap, making the gadlut there instead of raising the achap to the upper one?
Where's that written? The upper one can't do that.
What I'm asking is that the difference between the lower one and the upper one will always remain. The achap of the lower one.
The achap of the lower one can't rise to the upper one.
What I'm asking basically is, why does the lower one complete its ten sefirot in its own place instead of rising with the achap to the upper one?
Again,
why does the lower one complete its ten sefirot in its own place rather than completing its ten sefirot in the upper one's place, meaning rising with its achap to the upper one?
Because the upper one raises it. The upper one raises the Galgal Te'naim of the lower one to him and does there 10 complete Sefirot.
But it says that the lower one comes down, got Gadlut from the upper one, goes down to its own Achap and making the Gadlut there.
He can't go down to the Achap of the lower one.
And once the lower one completes its Gadlut instead of him, what happens then?
Gadlut instead of it? What is that?
He got force from the upper one, came down to its own Achap. The lower one came down to its Achap after he got the force, completed the 10th Sefirot there.
Well,
so what does it mean that the upper one and the lower one are equal? Are they equal in the degree? Or in the or do these states of upper one and lower one always there?
There is the upper one and the lower one, and sometimes the lower one goes up to the upper one, and sometimes the upper one goes down to the lower one.
What does it mean that it goes down to the lower one?
To help the lower one. Otherwise, how will it help him?
Okay, but the order of degrees is always the same. There's always an upper and a lower.
Yes.
No.
Rav, kol ha'talich hazeh matchil mizon de'ak.
Rav, this whole process starts from Zonovak that got an awakening from Bina and raised Man, and then the light of Absag came. One moment before they received, when they were still in Katnut, it's as if this whole process was on the border of awakening. There was Katnut of Nikodim there.
Yes.
It's a continuous process. Then the light came, inserted all the light into Gadlut.
There was Zivug on the Gadlut. And then the Nikudim entered Gadlut and shattering.
And when he says from below upward, he's always referring to the raising of Man from the fourth phase, or is it not absolute?
It doesn't have to be.
It can also be in Katnut.
No, in Katnut there cannot be an ascent.
So where can it be from below upward?
It can only be on the condition of in raising Man, and then the upper one raises the lower one.
Again.
Thank you.
Yes.
Is this Zivug coupling, does it happen in Rosh of Sag or Rosh of Nikudim?
The preparation is done in Rosh of Sag and then in Rosh of Nikudim, and then it expanded the goof of Nikudim and it reached shattering. The Masach there is the Masach of Pchina Bet. Rav says yes.
So where, how does it elicit the Yechida?
No, the Zivug is down there in the Gadlut of Pchina Daled.
Okay, but the screen is the fourth phase. How can the screen of second phase make a coupling over on the lights of this fourth phase?
But if they have the Reshimot and they demand, so they will receive what is demanded.
Meaning, in advance, it knows that it's going to pass on lights that it doesn't have the ability to check them.
He didn't know that there isn't. He doesn't have the Reshimot. Where does he have it? If you have never yet mistaken in any place, then you have no knowledge that you're going to make a mistake. But on the contrary, if you have data that you're going to succeed, that you're going for the final correction.
So basically that's the matter of the shattering. There was a coupling of greater lights than the screen.
Yes.
One more thing. He says that the degree of te'amim expanded. There weren't nekudot here, because before there were nekudot, there was a shattering. When they spread down to gadlut.
Yes,
the degrees of nekudot didn't elicit there, only te'amim here.
Yes.
Zel. Ken.
Yes.
This state of gadlut, of the potsuf of Nikodim, is that like in the four phases of direct light when he and his name are one?
What questions are you asking? Because him and his name are one. When is him and his name are one? When is that needed?
When the vessel is filled with light.
And from that the shattering came?
Afterwards there was a shattering. It seems as if everything is ready for the shattering.
In other words, you're asking the following. The Kli didn't know that it's going to shatter?
It didn't know.
It didn't know. And it made Zivug of the Gadlut?
Afterwards, when there was a Zivug over the Gadlut, it broke.
And then it shattered, yes. The cause of shattering, it didn't know it's going to shatter.
Probably.
That it didn't have the Rishimu.
Yes, it thought it's full.
So what's your question then?
Is there an intermediate state before the shattering, which is like the end of correction, when he is in the name R1?
That's what you're asking. No, of course not. Where can you get such a state?
Because all the lights are in the vessel already.
How?
There's the light of Yechidah there.
He wants to do a coupling on the light of Yechidah. But not that the light of Yechida enters the Kli.
The light of Apsak didn't bring the light of Yechida into the vessel?
No.
Again.
Okay. Why the man, when it arises from Zon of Ak, causes all the actions in the world of Nikudim, lowering the bottom hay?
Because Zon Avak are all the vessels of reception.
And
they raise man that they want to receive in order to bestow all the light in Rosh of Galgalta. And that's what leads to the shattering eventually.
So just to understand, the Gadlut of Nikudim comes out of Rosh of Abayima or Rosh of Sag. I remember Rosh of Sag.
Right.
So why in this item he writes from the Rosh as if it's Rosh of Nikudim in Abayima, as if that's the place when Nikveinayim comes down to the pay, it doesn't talk about the Rosh of Nikodim.
He speaks of Rosh of Nikodim, yes, the shattering of the light of Nikodim.
But the Zivug was over Rosh of Sag.
In the beginning, yes, but it also came to Rosh of Galgalta. All the couplings are coming from Insof.
So Gadlut of Nikodim comes out of the coupling of the Rosh of Katnut of Nikodim.
Katnut and then Gadlut. There is expansion from below upwards, from Insof in general. Because until there you raise man, and then from Insof the light comes through all these parts of him. Until you reach a shattering. It's impossible that there is only half of the path or a quarter of an action. It has to be a complete action.
Ken.
להמשיך את השאלה של אורן.
Continuing Owen's question, he described here two things we've learned. One is the elevation of the deficiency, the potsuf of that, and the gadlut of Nikudim. And the second thing is the part from above, that the light of Absag lowers the screen to Pe and the descent of the lights. Can you take these two processes and to organize it for us in the order of the actions? How does it work together?
Again,
in this item we're reading about two processes. The first process is in the world of Nikutim, the ascent of Man of Zon, the Patsuf of Da'at, and the descent back. The second process is the arrival of the new light, the light of Absag, the lowering of the screen to the Peh, and the descent of the lights downwards. How do these two processes go, like in cause and consequence? How do they coincide and become one picture?
Well, if so, then we need to speak of raising of Rishimot. He had Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Nekudot of Sag. Until here it's all clear, right? Okay. After Nekudot of Sag, the Partsufim of Nikudim come out, right? What isn't clear?
The Partsuf of Nikudim in Katnut comes out of Nikve Enayim of Rosh of Sag, right?
Yes.
Now we come to the shattering of the vessels and their fall to Bia, meaning the beginning of the Gadlut.
Yes.
In the Gadlut, we learn this in two processes. The first is when we talk about the arrival of the new light, the light of Absag, and the lowering of the screen to the Pe comes down. The second thing we've learned is the ascent of the man that caused the Patsuf of Da'at that connect Abba Ve'ima and cause the descent of the light downwards. How do these two processes, they go together, one with the other? How does it work?
So, in the beginning, we say that there is a light of Absag, right? That brings Gadlut, adulthood, to the Kelim, to the vessels. And the light of Absag comes and needs to give these vessels Gadlut. And we have Gadlut in Rosh and not in Guf. And that is why there wasn't a mistake, let's say. That they thought that what was in the Rosh expands to the Guf, but it wasn't like that. And that is why when they came, the light of Gadlut, it went from above downwards, and the Guf of Nikudim shattered. So what are you asking?
When the light of Gadlut came down, was Partsuf that there to connect Abba Ve'ima already, or the deficiency that Zon elevated to Abba Ve'ima, was that before there was Gadlut above that caused the light to come down?
The deficiency was there to start with.
But
Gadlut, they are going to attain now.
Meaning of the deficiency was in Zon that caused Abba Ve'ima to be one before the other. And in parallel, we can say that the light of Absag came that could have come down.
Let's
say.
Or
Is this what made the deficiency rise up to Abba and Ima? The question is. I didn't understand. Abba and Ima. They don't need to rise.
Abba and Ima are in between. They connect the light of Absag to. Right? They are in between. Does the light from above of Absag that came, is the root of this action the deficiency of on the day elevated to Abba Vima, or the deficiency? Yeah, that's the question. The light of Absag, its decision to come, it's because the upper one decided, or it's because of the deficiency that Zon raised to Abba Ve'ima?
From the deficiency that Zon raised. From the deficiency that Zon raised? That's it? No doubt.
Tof.
Okay, where are we? Item 102. Go ahead.
Yes. Item 102. The four phases, Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, Otiyot, are discerned in Patsuf Nekudim 2. Since all the forces that exist in the upper ones must exist in the lower ones as well. But in the lower one, there are additional matters to the upper one. It has been explained that the primary expansion of each potsuf is called Te'amim. After it expands, the clash of surrounding light and inner light occurs in it. And through this clash, the screen is gradually refined until it equalizes with the peh of the Rosh. And since the upper light does not stop, the upper light couples with the screen in each state of coarseness along its refinement. This means that when it refines from phase 4 to phase 3, the level of Chokhmah emerges on it. And when it reaches phase 2, the level of Bina emerges on it. When it comes to phase 1, the level of Zeranpin emerges on it. And when it comes to the root phase, the level of Malchut emerges on it. All those levels that emerge on the screen through its refinement are called Nekudot. The records that remain of the lights after they have departed are called Tagin. The vessels that remain after the departure of the lights from them are called Otiyot. Once the screen has been completely refined of its coarseness of the Guf, it is incorporated in the screen of the Peh of the Rosh, in the coupling there, and the second Patsuf emerges on it.
That's clear, right? Nothing special here. Any questions? What? I don't think they're asking about it.
Kuf Gimel, tikra.
103, read.
Item 103. And here, in Patsuf Nekudim, it was done in precisely the same manner. Here too, two Patsufim emerge, Ab and Sag, one below the other. And in each of them, there are Te'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, and Otiyot. The only difference is that the refinement of the screen was not done here because of the clash of surrounding light and the inner light, but due to the force of judgment of the ending Malchut incorporated in those vessels. For this reason, the empty vessels did not remain in the Patsuf after the departure of the lights, as in the three Patsufim Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Avak, but broke and died and fell to Bia.
In other words, there is another reason here, another cause for the purification of the Partsuf. Through Bitush, Pnim, and Makif, there is through the shattering. Questions?
Yofi. As Kuf Dalet?
Kuf Dalet.
Okay. 104.
104. Regarding the Patsuf of Tamim that emerged in the world of Nikudim, which is the first Patsuf of Nikudim, which emerged on the level of Keter, it has already been explained that it emerged with Rosh and Guf. The Rosh emerged in Abba Ve'ima, and the Guf is the expansion of Zat from the Pe of Abba Ve'ima down. This expansion from the Peh of Abba Ve'ima downward is called Melech Hadat, the King of Da'at. And this is indeed the whole of the Zat of Nikudim that expanded once again to their place after the raising of Man. But since their root remained in Abba Ve'ima for subsistence and establishing to the face to face of Abba Ve'ima, called their Moach Hadat, which makes Abba Ve'ima copulate, their expansion from above downward into a goof is also called by that name, Melech Hadat. This is the first Melech, the first king of Nikudim.
Ken.
Yes.
Melech Hadat yetzah l'otam reshimot k'mo Galgalta.
The king of Da'at came out on the same reshimot as Galgalta.
אז הוא באותו גודל של גלגלטה?
Cohen.
So it's the same size of Galgalta?
מה אתה שואל?
No. What are you asking?
רב, מה זה המסך בפרצוף ניקודים?
Rav, what is the screen in the פרצוף ניקודים? How can we define it?
לא הבנתי.
המסך בפרצוף ניקודים.
I don't understand.
The screen in פרצוף ניקודים.
I hear, but what?
There's a transition of deficiencies here from the goof of Nikodim to the Rosh of Nikodim, but who carries out the actions? Where is the screen? Who is the screen in the Potsufim? Usually we say that the Rosh, the Peh of Rosh, that's where the screen is in the Potsuf, and it divides the lights through Peh Vosh. Where in Patsuf Nikudim does it happen?
Nikra Kuf Dalet.
Okay.
We'll read 104 again. Regarding the Partsuf of Ta'amim that emerged in the world of Nikudim, which is the first Partsuf in Nikudim, which emerged on the level of Keter, it has already been explained that it emerged with Rosh and Guf. The Rosh emerged in Abba Ve'ima, and the Guf is the expansion of Zat from Peh of Abba Ve'ima down. This expansion from the Peh of Abba Ve'ima downward is called Melech Hadat. And this is indeed the whole of the Zat of Nikudim that expanded once again to their place after the raising of Man. But since the root remained in Abba Ve'ima for subsistence and establishing to the face of Abba Ve'ima, called their Moach Hadat, which makes Abba Ve'ima populate Their expansion from above downwards into a guf is also called by that name, Melech Hada'at. And this is the first Melech, the first king of Nikudim. So, where are you?
Yes, he actually says that Peva Pavima. That's where the screen is. But there is one more special thing, which is Sfirah of Da'at, that activates.
That's what copulates them, that's what connects them. Okay. Good. Item 105. Here. Okay.
Darom 1.
We have Darom 1.
Rav, is there a connection between the order of the emergence of the Potsufim Absag to the connection of Apavima?
No.
No.
Haderavan.
Haderavan.
In this whole process, it says about the Rosh and Guf that the light enters there.
Yes.
But the shattering can't be. What about Ein Sof?
I didn't understand.
The vessels below the goof, there is the screen. The ending Malchut, right? Until the lights enter into the ending Malchut, there shouldn't be a shattering. What about the Sof? We're not talking about the Sof. The light enters the Sof as well in the Gadlut of Nikudim.
In the Gadlut of Nikudim, the light goes over all the Partsuf from above downwards.
Meaning to the Sof too.
Yes, otherwise how can there be a shattering?
That's the question, because we're always talking about the Rosh and Guf.
The Guf includes Toch and Sof.
Kiev 1.
Still, why was there a shattering and what broke? Is it the vessels? Is it the screen?
The same masach that was in order to bestow, it shattered and it became, it turned to in order to receive.
Why did the screen shatter? That I can't understand. To begin with, there was one big screen in Galgalta that was ready over all the 4 degrees of coarseness. Why did it break at some point later in a more advanced state in Nikudim?
That we will learn, because there were large lights and small vessels.
But
below Tabu goes the light of Binas. What does it mean, big lights? Since the screen there, it seems that it couldn't manage with the light of Sag coming down below the Tabu. But why didn't it manage this light, or Binah couldn't give this big vessels?
Did anyone understand what they're asking?
No.
No.
No. Мы ещё об этом поговорим. Флорида, Маурсе. Флорида.
Да, спасибо, учитель. Могу я спросить, как я вижу нашу работу в этом парцуфе?
Thank you. Can I ask about our work in this Potsuf? In the Potsuf of the world of Nikudim?
Ask.
To begin with, this Potsuf emerged over the coarseness of Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet, and all the Achap, the posterior ones, fell below, and Gelgalta and I are in the state of Chafetz Chesed, wanting only to bestow. I wanted to ask about our 10. In between us, there is a Chap of the Our One, right? That's the Creator for us. And our goal is to bring everyone to Katnut and our Gelgalta Anayim to adhere to the Achap of the Upper One, meaning to connect in a way that will feel the Achap of the Upper One. And the Achap of the Upper One that doesn't have the forces that we have, rather all our Gelgalta Anayim are not corrected, so they're also in a state that they have no force. Then it turns out that we're all in the same state of annulment. And this is what brings us closer, and we can adhere this way, actually. And if we really annul ourselves, we'll be able to feel it, and it will feel us, the Chap of the Upper One, the Upper One. And then he will raise us.
In short, it's all correct. Well then, just need to be shorter. Everything's right except that it was too long. Okay. Oh, we need to move on to the next part. Where is it?
Let's move on to the next.